You're listening to CKUT, broadcast at 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bugel. Seven protesters were arrested Thursday for staging a sit-in at Justin Trudeau's constituency office in Montreal. They were calling on the Prime Minister to demand a ceasefire in Gaza.
My name is Chris Lloyd. I am here to demand that Justin Trudeau declare a ceasefire or ask for a ceasefire. And we decided that we are going to stay until that happens. So it's a sit-in. It's been very peaceful. But the police, at the request of the building owners, have asked us to clear out. And so some of us have, and some of us are now
choosing to stay.
Originally a group of around 20, the protesters postered and occupied the second floor hallway outside Trudeau's office door. They later moved to just a corner of the hallway at police request. Earlier that day, Israel's government announced their intention to stage limited and irregular pauses in the conflict. Calling for these quote-unquote humanitarian pauses is as close as Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has come to advocating for a ceasefire. That's not nearly close enough, say Thursday's protesters.
I'm assuming there's some pressure from foreign countries to let foreign nationals out, because there are a lot of foreign nationals in Gaza being bombarded as we speak. A ceasefire implies the end of all bombardment point blank. As we know, every day is just more and more brutal in Gaza, and stopping that for a mere 4 hours a day is a joke. It does not ensure the safety of anyone in Gaza. But we need a hard stop. And once there's a ceasefire, hopefully we can start pushing for an end to the occupation completely, because that is the only thing that will ultimately bring peace to the people of Gaza and also peace to the people of Israel, because everyone has to live with war right now.
After repeated warnings, police arrested protesters and escorted them out so that the building, an office complex at 1100 Cremazie East, could close.
Unfortunately, you cannot longer stay here.
Mm-hmm.
You've been warned that if you stay longer, you will be arrested.
Even if they never made it in the office itself, protesters say they were happy to have sent a message to the Prime Minister.
Yeah, it's just important to demonstrate the extent to which, you know, ordinary civilians take this seriously, to the point that they're willing to put themselves, to bring themselves out of their comfort zones, to put themselves at risk. This is not something that Canadian people will just watch happening. This is not something that elected officials can continue to let happen. I mean, like, it's not quite voting season yet, but as soon as voting season rolls around, like, every official is going to see what their policies did. And in the meantime, we are going to continue to demonstrate the extent to which this is important for us and for people in Canada, for people across the world.
Justin Trudeau's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Jules Bugel. Thanks for listening.